Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis, the second Psak of Chanan that the Chachamim disagreed with. Misha Halach Lemedina Siyam, this person went Lemedina Siyam, he did not leave over any mezainis for his wife. V'omad Echad, one person stood up on his own das. No one asked him to do this. He felt bad for Ufirneses Ishtar. He provided this person's wife that was left alone with her mezainis while her husband was gone. Chanan Oimer, Chanan says, this person that did it, Ibed es ma'isa. Lemaisa, when the husband comes home, the husband does not have to pay him. He lost his money. Because the husband can say, I never told you to do this. I never told you lend me the money and I'll pay it back. Now, this man is going to tell you, what do you think, I gave it as a gift? I gave it as a loan, thinking you're going to pay it back. And the answer is, I don't know what you were thinking, but Lemaisa, you went and gave money. No one said anything, and they're not mechuyev to give you anything. Now, if he said beferish, I'm giving you money, but I expect to get it back. So what's going to happen is, he will go to her and say, I said I'm going to ask it back. She's going to turn around and demand it from her husband. You were mechuyev to support me. You left me without anything. But he would have had to have said that. I'm lending you money. I expect to get it back. Now, if the husband tain is, but I left you money. She says, you didn't leave me money. And this person that laid out the money wants his money back. The husband will have to swear, this is called a shvuas hesis, it's a special kind of a shvua, that he left her money, and he's going to be potter. She's going to have to pay him. She doesn't have any money now. But at a point where she may become an almana or get divorced, she's going to have to pay him. So Akhapanim, this is Chanan's psak, that unless he said beferish to her, it's a loan, he loses his money. He can't say, well, it was self-understood, I'm going to get paid back. Self-understanding doesn't work when it comes to money, in most cases. Nechluku Alav, B'nei Kehanim Gedolim. Here too, the B'nei Kehanim Gedolim argued on Chanan v'Amu, they say, Yeshava, let this person who stepped in to give pranasa to the wife, let him swear, Kama Hoitzi, how much he spent, for the wife, the yitel, and he will take that amount from the husband. Even though he did it on his own, he could still demand the money from the husband. Omer Abdaisa ben Arkinas, kidivreyem, I paskin like the B'nai Kehanim Gedoylim. Husband would have to pay him back. Omer Abdaisa ben Arkinas, kidivreyem, yofu amar Chanan, here too, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Chanan has said, well, if someone just steps in there and gives parnasa to a person's wife whose husband left, without clarifying that it's a loan, hiniach ma'oisav al keren hatzvi. It's like someone who left his money on the horn of a deer. If you leave your money on the horn of a deer, the chances are you're not going to get it back, because the deer just takes off. He runs very fast. So you put yourself into this situation. In other words, you lost your money. Now, I want to explain something to you. B'derech klal. Let's say, I go into my friend's field, and I make it better. Plant things, whatever I do there. My friend has to pay me the amount that it became better, even though I didn't ask him. So isn't this the same kind of a case? I stepped in and took care of something that he had to take care of, that was to provide for his wife. That's what the B'nai Kehanim Gedolim hold. What this man did isn't any worse than going into someone else's field and making it better. Chanan holds, can't compare the two. He paid up an obligation that the husband has. You can't compare that to planting in someone else's field, where you can point to and say, look, this is what I did for you. So Chanan says, being that he did this on his own, without being requested by the husband to do it, he cannot demand payment afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees with Chanan, and the Bat Tanura says that in this Mishnah as well, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.